It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback time, and on this particular day and Tuesday, for crying out loud, who else are we going to toast than the great Willie Nelson? 92 today! Hey! Happy birthday, Willie. Born on this day in Abbott, Texas. Willie Hugh Nelson. Yeah, his middle name is Hugh, H-U-G-H.
Not Hubert.
Songwriter, Hugh. Author, poet, actor, activist, plant grower, ethanol purveyor, Carl's Corner lover, legend, icon. One of the main figures, certainly not just in country music, but specifically the outlaw country subgenre, as they like to call it, that popped up first in the late 60s and a bit of a rebel, of course. Maybe the ultimate rebel when it came to it. Now, Willie did not set out to be a rebel and certainly go against the grain. He just was. Nelson there, born in Abbott, the son of Ira Doyle Nelson and Merle Marie. He was named Willie, actually, by his cousin, Mildred, who also chose his middle name, Hugh, in honor of their recently passed younger brother there. Now, Willie, actually, his genealogy goes back to the American Revolutionary War. He had an ancestor that served in it as a major. And he was born in 33. It was just about 3.5 years before that that the whole family had moved from Arkansas. So he could be an Arkansas boy, believe it or not. But they got here in time. His grandfather, William, worked as a blacksmith. His father worked as a mechanic. His mom left the family soon after he was born, and his dad remarried moved away. So that left Willie and his sister, Bobby, to be raised by their grandparents, who taught singing, actually had a musical, like, teaching school back in Arkansas. And that's kind of what infused the whole thing into Willie Nelson. Nelson's granddad bought him a guitar when he was 6, and he wrote his first song at the age of 7. Willie joined his first band at the age of 10 during high school. He started touring all around the Texas area, hill country, up here in North Texas. Graduated high school in 1950. Joined the Air Force.
Oh.
But Willie was discharged due to problems with his back. Went to Baylor for a couple of years, dropped out, and then ended up, well, as a disc jockey. Right here, by the way. In
these things happen.
Fort Worth, Texas. But it was actually when he went up there to be a DJ up in the Seattle area that he started writing songs that would become standards that we all know today. Funny How Time Slips Away, Hello Walls, Pretty Paper, and Crazy, of course, which is what got him on the map, too. Now, that in and of itself and how it got to Patsy Cline is a story. Every Willie Nelson story has more branches than an oak tree, for crying out loud. But it was finally there after he became just totally disenchanted with Nashville and the whole scene there that in 72 went back to his ranch there in Austin, Texas. And the story's there, too. And that's when he really became the redheaded stranger. In 75, over in Garland, Texas, he recorded that album, and he was well on his way to being Willie Nelson, the icon. And yeah, he was born April 29th, 1933, but Willie gets two birthdays every year. He's born on the 29th today, but the county courthouse out in Abbott, it's the old Hill County courthouse, by the way, Dr. F.D. Sims did not record his just before midnight birth until the next morning. So as a result, April 30th is on his birth certificate. And also, Willie will celebrate that as well.
Oh.
And if there's anyone that deserves two birthdays, it is one great Willie Nelson. All throughout the years and the songs and the movies and the appearances. Oh, and those stories. Willie Nelson doing well. Still crazy after all these years.
I met my old lover.